Well, there you go, Craig. That can only mean one thing. It's time to start singing My Old Kentucky Home, or something to that effect. Joining us, some folks who know all about that, Charlotte Reed, our favorite pet trendologist, and Dr. Michael Fleck. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
So, Charlotte, how many trips now to Kentucky has this been for you?
Oh, so many. I can't count. I always say Daddy used to take me to the dog show and Mom used to take me to the Kentucky Derby.
What makes it so special?
You know, it's just the excitement. It's the horses. It's the whole 2 weeks that build up to Derby with the KY Derby Festival. And the fact that you have now 175,000 people in Churchill Downs. Plus, it's really an American cultural phenomenon. I mean, this is the oldest continuous held sporting event in one place for 142 years. How exciting is that?
When I look at this on TV, it looks very pristine and majestic. What's it look like up close?
It looks just that. Everything about the Kentucky Derby, the venue, Churchill Downs, is so magnificent. The people, as they dress up for the event, are so outstanding. The horses are the greatest athletes in the world. What else can you ask for?
Well, last year we had a winner, American Pharoah, in the Kentucky Derby, went on to win the Triple Crown. Everybody was waiting almost, you know, many decades for that to happen. So there's less pressure, I think, in a sense. But any idea of what horse there that might be able to repeat that kind of task?
Well, what was so exciting about American Pharoah was, yes, he did win the Triple Crown, but he also won in the fall, the end of October, the Breeders' Cup, which has made him legendary. You know, this year it's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, I think this week, starting really toward the end of the week with the KY Derby draw, will bring more excitement. You know, right now, everything's kind of been hindered. The news cycle really is just, the conversation has just been about politics. I mean, even the NFL draft didn't get as much, you know, hype as it usually does. So I think as we get a little closer, we're going to see more of that excitement building in communities around the country. This year, you know, I think also the other thing is, and Doc and I were talking about this earlier today and late last night, that, you know, last year there was a lot of backstory for the last 2 years about the horses and the colorful characters. I mean, for example, California Chrome was bought for a really small purchase price, and his owner was, you know, this big character with a big cowboy hat, the big handlebar mustache. And then, you know, you have the Zayats, who had all those bankruptcy problems, and the son was, you know, running the multi-million-dollar business and then studying, trying to get through NYU and graduate college. So those all contribute to the allure and the mystique of horse racing. But this year, it's just kind of calm. We don't really have a lot of, like, backstory.
Well, we don't have backstories, but it's kind of fun this year in a way, because every year there seems to be a strong prediction about a horse. The year before last, it was California Chrome. Last year, it was American Pharoah. And, you know, everybody kind of focused on that. This year could be one of those exciting, interesting years where intuition might do it,
like
where your mother-in-law's favorite color just might be the one that you should select to be your winner.
Well, you talk about color. You mentioned fashion. Let's talk about fashion.
Oh, my God.
What are people wearing?
Don't have me do it.
What are people wearing?
Well, you know, what's really interesting, people obviously are wearing the stars of the day, which are the hats. Hats bring good luck. And actually, hats have a historical reference because, really, when Churchill Downs was built, they really wanted to dress up horse racing. It was considered kind of low class here in this country, unlike the U.K., so when they built Churchill Downs, they wanted the elegant women and gentlemen to wear hats. And that tradition has stayed this day. When you go to the Derby, you got to go big or go home, so you got to have a wide-brim hat, lots of stuff going on. This year we're going to see a lot of women with solid colors, so they're going to be wearing green hats, green dresses, and green shoes, so they can stand out even more. I don't know if I'm going to be doing that, but I got to tell you, you know, when I'm done today with the radio tour, I'm going to probably figure out what I'm going to do with my hat. I always hit my designer at the last minute. It's Christine Moore. Christine has, she's actually done the KY Derby Barbie, as well as she has some of her hats in the Derby Museum. So she's a good friend. She'll make something outrageous for me.
Does this transfer to the other races, the Preakness or the Belmont? What are those traditions related to people and what they wear? Is there such a thing?
Yeah, I mean, people do dress up, you know, so you tend to see more of the women wearing yellow at the Preakness. Preakness is also more of a party, good time, so people are not as dressed up. They kind of dress a little bit down, even though you do have nicer hats, and it's still, you know, kind of the south-ish. You'll still see a variety of hats. As you get to New York, you see more of a New York chic. You see some darker colors, smaller hats. You know, you have to remember, the Belmont doesn't really get that excitement unless you have a horse that's won the Derby and the Preakness. So, and also there's a cap on the number of people who can attend. Unlike Churchill Downs last year, which broke a record of having 175,000 people. You know, Dr. Fleck, do you want to add anything about the fashion?
Me add about fashion. Okay. I would say that it was a lot more fun as we got towards the end of the Triple Crown, because there really was a lot more dressed down. There was a lot more people that went there, I think, to have fun for the event, for the day, than what there was for the Kentucky Derby, which is so special. But you have to remember that Churchill Downs, they got an infield too, and it's just like going to NASCAR races on the infield. People don't dress up very much there. They just have a good old time in their shorts and tennis shoes and short shirts and just have a good time too. But really, the whole splendor of the Kentucky Derby, it is such a unique international event that is very important as part of rounding it out for the event.
Are these races affordable for the average person?
Sure. I mean, Dr. Fleck talked about the infield at Churchill Downs and the Preakness. The infield tickets are $50 or a little bit more. You can go, you know, wear your shorts, bring a chair, hang out in the infield. Belmont doesn't have that. The tickets tend to go very, very quickly. And then there are other considerations, like, you know, so maybe you're not going to be wearing, you know, the most stylish thing from Saks Fifth Avenue. But that's okay.
What if I'm staying at home? How can I best enjoy this race then?
You know what? Have a slight Kentucky Derby party. You know, what you can do is you can serve some pulled pork sandwiches, whether it's you and the guys, right, or you want to do something with your wife or girlfriend in the backyard. You can invite some friends over. Everyone can put on some crazy hats, or they can make their hats, which is always a fun thing. We've had a few racing parties over the years where we've seen some crazy hats people have tried to make. You know, like, for example, like I said, Derby is about pulled pork sandwiches and coleslaw and hot browns, which is an open-faced turkey sandwich with some cheese on it, with a little nutmeg in there. It's yummy. Named after the famous Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. And then when you're hitting the Preakness, you're going to think about doing some crab cakes. Typical Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Love those crabs. And then when you get to New York, you're going to end with a nice big New York strip.
You know, if you're listening to this now, it's really simple and get excited about it. Just go to the KentuckyDerby.com website, and there's a link for Kentucky Derby Party Planning Guide. And even I can follow it. So it's so much fun if you want to start planning a little party, have your friends over, neighbors. It can be a riot.
Well, we just got off of our NFL draft party, so now we're into the Kentucky Derby this coming first Saturday in May. And, Craig, I should let you know that there's a horse called Sudden Breaking News. That's the one you should probably get on. But there's a lot of fun, not only with the names, but the colors and just sort of the pageantry of it all. Our guests today have been Charlotte Reed and Dr. Michael Fleck. Thanks for sharing the details with us about what's going on at the Kentucky Derby. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. And people can follow our stream at the Pet Buzz. Look at the food, the drinks, the horses, and what we're going to be doing KY Derby Day, May 7th.
And Saturday, NBC, 4 to 7:30.
Thanks, Greg. And post time at 6:34.
Absolutely. But expect it to be a little late. It always is.
That's right. That's good enough for the day. Thanks very much for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.